kinds of people who own racehorses seem to live in Middleburg, Lexington, Old Westbury, or Del Mar. But Annette Matejic lives in Jackson Heights, Queens, where she's a fitness instructor. She's also part owner, along with more than 70 other people, of a 3-year-old bay filly named Electra. The horse racing game is getting more owners, part owners, who pay a few $100 plus a monthly fee to own part of a racehorse and feel a part of the action. John Freeman Gill wrote about what he called the blue-collar thoroughbred for the New York Times, and Annette Matejic was one of those owners. She joins us from our studios in New York. Ms. Matejic, thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome.
You know your co-owners?
No, not personally. I only meet them if I'm at the track at that time that they're there, but no, I don't know them personally, no.
Were you looking to become part of the horse racing game this way? How did your ownership come about?
I'm a big horse racing fan. I've always loved horse racing. I'm a big handicapper. I love horses, just generally speaking. This just came about. I had the racing form, which is not that unusual. I usually pick up the racing form several times a week. And I was just paging through it one day on the subway, and I went to the back classified section, and I saw some advertisements for horse partnerships. And I just decided to call Karakoram because they were in New York. You know, they advertise from different parts of the country. There's also a few in California.
Mm-hmm. This is the horse enterprise.
Yeah. And so that's how it took off. But yes, in the back of my mind, I always thought it would be nice to have a good horse and win a big race. But this was the best that I could do based on the income that I make and at this point in my life.
Do you get any special consideration as part owner when you go to the track?
You do enter for free. I can also watch the workouts in the morning. I have access to the barns. So those little perks come into play. But it's just the pure joy of owning a part of a horse. I think that's the bottom line.
May I ask the gritty economic question?
How much have you paid
for your part of the ownership? And has it returned anything to you?
All right. With ownership, there's two types of ownerships. There's general and limited. General is where you're spending more per share, and also you're buying more of the horse. But mm-hmm. with the general, you also get a little bit more say-so what goes on with the horse. With limited, it is, as it says, limited, meaning you usually start out per share, $4.99. And I have, in all my four interests, I actually have four horses. Mm-hmm. In each of those horses, I have six shares. So you don't have to buy six shares. You could buy one share at $4.99. Again, it all depends too also on the horse. Many of times the breeding of the horse, if it's a better bred horse, it may cost a bit more. As far as paying off, I don't view it as that. I don't view it like when I handicap races. When I handicap, I look at the profits long range. With racing, you just hope for the best. You want the horse to do the best he or she can. It's always thrilling to win. I don't look at it as how much money am I making. What gives me satisfaction would be when I get the bill, and at the bottom of the bill, it says paid with winnings.
Before I go.
Yeah.
Any tips you want to give us at any track in America this weekend?
No, I'm not prepared for that. Usually, you know, I'm a value player. You know, I get prepared for what's going on. This is a big weekend at the tracks at Hollywood and Aqueduct and Churchill. Churchill's debuting a very nice card of 2-year-olds over the weekend. And many of times people that are into racing start paying attention to that because starting in January, February, when Gulfstream opens, the emphasis is on now that the early 3-year-olds and who's going to be going down the Triple Crown trail, which would be the Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont. If anyone was paying attention to the Breeders' Cup this past month that was held at Monmouth, and you know it was a horrible torrential storm out there, you might want to be careful about playing the horses that won any of those races if they're going to re-race them again anytime soon.
Because
normally
it's
not a good idea to always play horses that come out of the Breeders' Cup. It takes a lot out of them. That might be a little tip for people to look for horses that may have finished second or third. If they're running this weekend, they may yield a nice price.
Ms. Matejic, good luck to you and all of your horses.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for your time.
Annette Matejic, horse owner, joining us from our New York Bureau.